Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Paflin here, and welcome to episode 550. It's 550 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, here's today's question from Harsh.
Hey, Pat. This is Harsh from FireYourMentor.com. So my question is, is it hard for a solopreneur to sell his or her business? Because for an entrepreneur, it might be easy as he has a company, he has a startup, he has a team. For a solopreneur who has a podcast or maybe he has a few courses, is it hard for him to sell his business? I'll appreciate if you could answer. And big fan. Take care, man. Bye, Pat.
Hey, Harsh, what's up? Thank you so much for the question today. I appreciate you and your support. To answer your question, I think we have to first define what a solopreneur is and an entrepreneur. You kind of made a distinction between both, but both are essentially the same. I feel like an entrepreneur is somebody who could be a solopreneur, and a solopreneur could be or is essentially an entrepreneur. But what I think you mean is a personal brand. Can a personal brand, a person who is the face of the company, for example, Smart Passive Income, or you know, which I am the face of that brand. It's just become that over time. You know, the very Pat Flynn is very much connected to Smart Passive Income. You can't really disassociate the two. And more prime examples are ChrisDucker.com or AmyPorterfield.com. You know, can those businesses be sold? Possibly, but it's very hard. These personal brands that are created around a certain personality, a certain voice, a certain style, they're very difficult to sell. And I don't know of any good examples of ones that have been sold. Excuse me. I do know of some people who have created some personal brands who have created tools that were then sold, created software that was then sold. But the actual brand itself, it's obvious why it would be difficult. It's because that person is tied to that brand. And to sell that off, it's going to be hard to convince somebody that it's going to continue to run the way it has been or work the way it has been working without that person there. Now, there are solopreneurs who have a business and they're working on it on their own, but they are not the face of the brand. They are the CEO of their company and they have built a business in a way that is more easily sellable, and that is without actually their personality and their self directly tied to that brand. If you can create a business in a way that could be handed off, and you have to really think about this. Can I actually have somebody else do the same work that I do? If that's possible, then yes. It could totally be sellable, and that has been done many times in the past before, even people who have created just it on their own and not even another team. Now, when you do have that team available and you do have some more systems in place, it does become a little bit more attractive to somebody because there's stuff that they can just walk into and it's already working and they don't have to come into it cold. So in that sense, it's a little bit more attractive, like I said. But again, I just wanted to make the distinction between solopreneur and entrepreneur. To me, they're one and the same, although I feel like every solopreneur should build out a team. And that's kind of when you make the mindset shift of just kind of scrappy entrepreneur to really CEO of your own company. And when you treat a company in that way, it becomes more sellable if that is actually your plan. But if you are a personal brand, if there's a personality tied to you and your business, it's a little bit more difficult to sell that business off. Now, people, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to be completely behind the scenes, though. There are businesses where we know who the CEO is and we can see that company, but it can continue to work if somebody were to replace them, for example. A good example would be Facebook.com. I mean, this is just one that pops into my mind. We all know Mark Zuckerberg is the CEO and founder or co-founder of Facebook. And if he were to go away, I mean, Facebook would still be Facebook, right? Because it is a software, it's an application, web app, mobile app that does what it needs to do. And he's not even really attached to it. We're not actually necessarily having access to him, for example, although he has given access to people every once in a while. But that's a different topic. Anyway, Harsh, I hope that answers your question. And I wish you all the best of luck. If you plan on selling something off in the future, good luck to you. Follow up with me and let me know how it goes. And of course, as always, because your question was featured here on Ask Pat, I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt free of charge. You'll hear from my assistant, Jessica, in the next couple of weeks or so. We're going to collect your information and boom, send it over your way, no matter where in the world you're at. And for everybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. And yeah, guys, I appreciate you so much. And as always, I love to end with a quote. And today's quote comes from Andy Warhol. That is not true. That was the last quote from last week. Sorry, I'm reading my spreadsheet wrong. This is real life here, guys. I'm not changing these mistakes here because these come in every once in a while. And you just got to keep going. Today's quote is actually from Tony Hsieh, the CEO and founder of Zappos. And he says, "For me, the most fun is change or growth. There are definitely elements of both that I like. Launching a business is kind of like a motorboat. You can go very quickly and turn fast." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you the next episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.